It's one of Australia's most secretive organisations, but for the first time, ASIO is opening up its doors for your eyes and ears only. The ABC has gained exclusive access to the nation's domestic spy agency's building in Canberra, going underground to see how officers craft the equipment used to keep watch on suspected terrorists and foreign spies. But what's made ASIO come in from the cold and start talking now? Stephanie Boris has this report.
There's a 250-metre concrete corridor that runs under the streets of Canberra. Bright lights are spaced along the walls and colourful cabling hangs from the ceiling. Some are carrying top-secret information. This is ASIO's basement. Never before has the spy agency allowed the public or indeed a journalist access. Flanked by security, the Director-General Mike Burgess opens the door to just one of many along the corridor.
So right now you're in the basement of the ASIO's building in Canberra, and this is the anechoic chamber, or as we like to refer to it as the Chamber of Secrets.
Slippers that look like the ones you find in a fancy hotel are piled near the entrance. There's also a comfier-looking pair from Target that are worn by the ASIO officer who works in the room. That's because the floor is made up of wires crossing each other that attach to what looks like trampoline strings around the edge of the room. Below the suspended floor and across all the walls are large white solid shapes.
Its purpose is to help us test the audio devices, so the concealed microphones we deploy under warrant when we're investigating a target of security interest.
Okay, well, let's go take a look. So we've got two doors we're going through.
It's one of the quietest rooms in the world, and it isn't actually attached to the ASIO building.
So it's actually physically isolated. So if the Ben Chifley building was to vibrate, this building would not vibrate. This is an audio studio on steroids.
To test the listening devices, there's a speaker inside the room that plays audio at a level below what the human ear can hear. Even the ABC microphone struggles to pick up the sound, but the ASIO microphone, which is even further away, captures it clearly. Just as secretive as the devices themselves is how spies hide them. In Hollywood, it looks as simple as dropping one into a pot plant, but Mike Burgess says it can take hours, if not days.
If we're in the room, that's one thing. If we're outside the room trying to get the microphone in through some clever methods, which I won't talk about, it can take a long time.
The ability to hide listening devices is partly achieved through training. ASIO officers were recently asked to pull a car apart in the middle of the night, move the sections inside the building and reassemble the vehicle.
It helps them understand where bugs might be hidden and also gives them a view of where we might be able to hide our bugs ourselves.
ASIO has nearly 2,000 staff and most aren't allowed to talk about their work.
My name is Laura, which is the name we're using today. It's not my real name.
Her voice has also been changed to protect her identity.
You can appreciate there would be many people that would be very interested to know who we are. And if it was overtly known, that might make it difficult to do our job.
She leads the group responsible for ASIO's technical collection capability. They're the team that creates gadgets used for spying.
We have folks with skills in locksmithing, high-end photography, and of course we have folks that can support our computer access operations.
Laura takes me from the basement to another level where we walk through a maze of wood-panelled corridors with no windows, just closed doors that can only be opened with a security card. Behind one is a photography lab. A collection of glasses and wigs sit on another desk in there. A different door leads into a room that resembles a locksmith. Hundreds of keys are hanging from the wall. I wasn't allowed to record as we walked around this part of the building, but my equipment was handed back as we entered another area.
So we're now up on the next level and we're in the viewing room for the Intelligence Response Centre. This is 24/7 where we're watching the world, watching, understanding what's going on, prepared to respond.
There are large TV screens on the wall. One has a map tracking ASIO spies that are in the community. Another shows footage from a video camera positioned in a car that's looking at a suburban street. The third screen has a Twitter feed and a map identifying where there's 4G coverage. So the question remains, why has ASIO decided to partially open its doors? The agency is currently searching for someone to fill a role similar to the famous character Q in James Bond films, who builds gadgets for the Hollywood spy.
This is to try and find the best and brightest person to lead that team for us. It's a real technical leader.
There's still a lot that remains hidden, but it's no secret the federal government is pushing to give ASIO greater powers. Some lawyers have questioned whether they're justified and the legislation is still being examined. The government argues there's an escalating threat threat from extremists such as neo-Nazis, young Australians are being radicalised, and foreign interference is increasing.
Could I also presume that this is a slight attempt by ASIO to flex muscles and to show spies, to show potential terrorists here in Australia that you are watching and you do have the capabilities to keep an eye on them?
You're right on there, Stephanie. There's no such ever thing as a casual conversation or a media opportunity.
In his line of work, there's always a motive.
Stephanie Boris reporting there. And if you'd like to see some of the photos taken inside ASIO, head to abc.net.au/news.